Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Readout Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Readout connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Readout is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves readouters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Readout Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Readout in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Initiating startup sequence.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Readout. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, proudly promoting the emerging movement of conservative American patriots moving to the mountain states of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. And let's not forget those who are already living here, who are digging in, bracing themselves for the very difficult times ahead that many of us believe are imminent and bearing down on us and our once great nation, the United States of America. The American Readout region is already wildly famous, and some might say infamous, for being a demographic region made up of God-fearing, Bible-believing, conservative American patriots who believe our Constitution is the supreme law of the land, taking a second place only to God's Word, and that our government was put in place to be the servant of the citizens and not the other way around. And the people of this region are rightfully and justifiably suspicious of all who approach that gem we call liberty. Welcome to the Week 15 broadcast of Radio Free Readout, where we try to inform, inspire, and encourage those of you already living here, those who are relocating, and those OARs outside the American Readout. Living in areas that may emerge as future readouts, we want to also be an encouragement to those OARs who feel they've been trapped behind enemy lines in a culture war where their society is becoming ever increasingly hostile toward their beliefs and Judeo-Christian values. Last week, we began introducing the American Readout and the American Readout Network and AMRON, aka the American Readout Radio Operators Network. And I lost some of you. I can always tell when I do that. It's not your fault. It's my fault because I didn't convey my thoughts in a way that was as straightforward and concise as I have it in my head. So later on in the show, I want to make some clarifications. The American Readout Network is not the same thing as AMRON. And although they work together, I blurred the two together and made them more confusing than they really have to be. And I hope to clear that up a little later. And before we get to that, I want to read just a few letters that we've received from listeners this week and my responses. We hear from so many of you, and some of those questions, thoughts, and ideas that get exchanged could be informative or helpful for many of you out there. So thank you so much for your many words of encouragement throughout the week, all of you, as well as the news links, the stories and resources and ideas that you've contributed to help Radio Free Readout improve. Before we get to that, though, let's take a look at some of the news and headlines that could affect you and me living in the American Readout and causal effect stories adding to the momentum of the American Readout movement. This story breaking today from CNN, parishioners at Lakeland, Florida church tackled a gunman who allegedly shot the pastor and associate pastor on Sunday, holding the suspect until police arrived. the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. Jeremiah Fogle, 57, was taken into custody following the incident at the Greater Faith Christian Church, the Sheriff's Office said in a statement. Fogle is also suspected of shooting another person who died at a residence before going to the church, police said. I commend the people in the congregation who bravely confronted the shooter, but this is another example of why free American citizens should be armed. I can't help wonder if this guy couldn't have been taken out by an armed parishioner before he could get even a single shot off, or at least stopped before shooting the second pastor. But good job, people. More Americans sick and tired of being victims and aren't taking it anymore. This next story is right out of the American Redoubt from North Idaho, but it reflects a common dilemma faced by many communities. The Coeur d'Alene Press reported this week that a local highway district, due to tightening budgetary constraints, announced that it will most likely not be able to resume snow plowing at night this coming winter driving season. Many communities are faced with similar decisions. And since we're strong proponents of self-sufficiency, not just for disasters, but for everyday life, we want to urge you to consider some of the restrictions on your mobility that we could be faced with in the years ahead in the American Redoubt. You live in the Pacific Northwest and already know that moving about, sometimes in the winter, can be challenging. But adverse winter weather driving conditions could be magnified. Four-wheel drive is standard equipment, although front-wheel drive cars perform remarkably well, especially where roads are fairly well maintained. But as road maintenance is sacrificed, start thinking now about decreasing your risk of becoming stranded on winter roads. Good tires, chains, a radio, a winter survival kit, and a self-recovery kit, such as a shovel, traction sand, a winch, or a come-along, and a towing strap, are high priority items. You can go to Survival Blog for an endless list of articles on vehicle survival kits and get out of Dodge kits and plans for any occasion. So the economy can affect us in any number of unforeseeable ways. Now, from outside the American Redoubt, the North Carolina House of Representatives voted Monday to put a ban on same-sex marriage before voters next year. After 3.5 hours of debate, 75 legislators voted in favor of the bill, which would ask voters, that's the citizens, to amend the state constitution to define marriage as between one man and one woman. Opponents are protesting vigorously, claiming that if it passes, it will send the state backwards and violate civil rights and promote discrimination. Of course, the reason why they don't want something like this being voted upon by the citizenry is because they know that it'll get passed, because the overwhelming majority of the people consider so-called gay marriage repulsive and a direct affront to the institution that God himself designed. And that is the bonding of a man to a woman. They just can't stand that. Of course, there's a lot about God-fearing, Bible-believing that they can't stand, which is why more and more overt hostility toward believers is manifesting itself. Like this next story, brought to us by The Blaze. American atheist leader calls for the eradication of fundamentalist Christians. The story reveals the atheist's hatred toward fundamental Christians, as well as Muslims, and he says they have no desire for peace. They do not want to sit down with us in diplomatic efforts to iron out our differences and come to an agreement on developing an integrated society. They want us to die. Of course, to people like this, ironing out our differences and coming to an agreement means abandoning our faith and relinquishing our children's mind to their godless agenda. No, thank you. This is another reason why the American Redoubt movement is emerging, because if they want to keep working toward destroying America, that's fine. They can believe what they want over there and leave us alone to worship God how we see fit over here, Lord willing. And of course, they can't get us to accept their agenda. So they go after the children in the public school systems, which is why homeschooled children, whose minds are shielded largely from the anti-American agenda on the left, are outperforming their public schooled indoctrinated counterparts. Which leads us to another story from The Blaze. Homeschooled students may have the academic edge over their public schooled peers, according to a new study from the Canadian Journal of Behavioral Science. The study found that kids educated in structured homeschool environments actually outperformed their public school counterparts in math and reading. There's a big fat surprise for you. Of course, that's because they're actually learning math and reading instead of social engineering, like learning to deal with their sexuality and learning that the founding fathers of America were rich white religious zealots whose antiquated ideals need to be replaced with globalism and cult-like green global citizen policies, and that mentioning God is taboo because, Johnny, that's just not something we talk about here. School isn't the place for that kind of talk. Of course, leaving Johnny feeling embarrassed that he did something wrong, mentioning God. Another reason to get your kids out of the public school system immediately. Here's a very sobering story released this week by the Heritage Foundation. The Department of Defense finally released its 2011 report on Chinese military and security developments. The military and security developments involving the People's Republic of China, with footnotes included. The report, which is several months late, details the latest developments in the Chinese security situation, including the People's Liberation Army, also known as the PLA. Now, the report details several areas of development of the Communist Chinese People's Liberation Army, including missile and nuclear weapons technology, strategic positioning of those missiles, missile defense, counter-naval vessel missile technology, and a deteriorating cross-straits military balance, among many other alarming developments. The report goes on to say the Chinese military has closed important technological gaps and achieved some capabilities that are on par with or exceed global standards. See, this is a good response to the people who think that the Chinese could never be a military threat to us because we are so much more technologically advanced than them. You need to wake up because they are catching up really quick. And there's a lot more of them than there are of us. Congress and White House should take notice of this report before they slash the DoD budget. The U.S. cannot afford to ignore a rising China that threatens its neighbors. Yeah, but even though we can't afford to ignore it, we do anyway. In fact, we've leveraged our natural resources to communist China to fund our appetite for more and more debt. Lord help us. Hey, have you heard about Obama's new attackwatch.com website? Is this a new way to report terrorism? Well, not in the way that you and I would think of it. It's a new website designed to report any attacks on him. That's right. If you see anything that could damage the Blessed One's bid for re-election, you can report it at once. This is what dictators do, isn't it? You can be a hero and report any opposition to our glorious leader so it can be dealt with appropriately. They got a website dedicated to it. We've increasingly seen stories about those hardest hit citizens in America retreating to tent cities from the West Coast to the East Coast. And as our government cries for more spending and more debt to fix the financial problem they've created, you'd think they'd want to step up to help those less fortunate, as they claim is their passion and purpose. Yet they're actually suing to remove these emerging tent structure communities and their unsightliness from the public lands on which the communities are springing up. It's actually a reverend in this story who made it his ministry to care for the people in this particular makeshift community outside of New Jersey, supported by about $1,000 a month donated by the government. Nope. donated by local churches, synagogues, and other donors who are stepping up to help their fellow man. And the government's fighting it. Interesting. You can read more about that story and watch the accompanying video. Very informative. I recommend it. Watch that video with that story. You can click on the link on this week's highlights and resources posting for today's show under the news heading. In fact, all those stories are linked in that posting for your convenience. Now, before we take a break, I want to direct your attention to a posting over at the Paratus Familia blog. It's a story I read years ago in the Blue Press, which should sound familiar to you reloaders who, like me, use a Dillon Progressive Reloader. Well, Enola Gay reposted it, and it's a must read for you patriots out there. It really makes you realize the war that we're in our culture, and especially for the hearts and minds of our children and our American heritage. It's an eye-opener. So click on the links to those and cut and paste, once you go there, cut and paste parts one and part two into a Word document and save it so you can have your own copy. Print it out. And then you can pass it along to others. When we come back, we'll take a peek at one of the letters we received this week from a listener. And yeah, we'll do that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Readout Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Readout connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Readout is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves readouters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Readout Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Readout in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Last week, we introduced the new program that we're developing called the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, called AMRON. And we've invited redoubters who are ham operators to join AMRON to help with keeping the American Redoubt connected in a Teotihuacan situation. And we've gotten a lot of responses, all of them positive and helpful. So thank you, ham operators, for being willing to be a part of that. We'll be keeping you informed over the coming weeks as that program develops. And we'll be letting you know more on how you can participate in that. One of the things we asked for is ideas about transmitting on shortwave, which at this time seems a little problematic due to some of the FCC regulations pertaining to broadcasts intended for a domestic audience. But that's another subject. One listener gave some great feedback and very helpful technical information. And we're really grateful for the time that he took to include the links and additional references for us to study. Great stuff. But you can tell this is a diehard ham radio operator, an old timer, who took a little issue with us using the name Radio Free Redoubt. So here's his letter and my response. Great guy, not getting down on him at all, but I do want to address this just in case someone else was having issues with this. He writes this: on a technical point, you call yourself, your site, Radio Free Redoubt. You are not a radio station and have nothing to do with radio. That reference to radio has already misled several listeners who have asked you what shortwave frequencies you are broadcasting on. You are not doing that. Please consider changing your website's name because your webcast is neither on the AM nor the FM bands and certainly not on the shortwave radio bands yet. That is a very misleading description and is likely to drive some listeners away. I know it grates on my ears because it has the appearance of presumption. You are a web broadcaster broadcasting in the old farming sense of the word, whereby a farmer casts his seeds by hand broadly over the ground, not knowing which seed will take hold and grow. It's perfectly okay to be a web broadcaster, but you are not a radio broadcaster. Duh. Right through the heart. Just stab me right through the heart. Regarding the name of Radio Free Redoubt and the use of the word radio in our title, this is my response. We wanted to put together a broadcast format equal or nearly so to a commercially produced traditional talk radio program that one might hear today on many commercial AM stations, but also something reminiscent of the era of Cold War radio, such as Radio Free America, Radio Free Europe, and Liberty Radio. The Radio Free portion of the name implies a movement and the projection of ideas to support a cause, broadcast out to the masses to offer information, inspiration, and hope to anyone tuning in, as well as an alternative to the filtered, controlled, and biased information flowing from sources propagating beliefs that run contrary to conservative, patriotic, Judeo-Christian American ideals. I understand that technically we don't broadcast via traditional radio waves at this time. But with the advent of the internet, a new genre of broadcasting to the masses has evolved, with the generally accepted label being what is now called internet radio. And I included a link there. I also put that on the highlights and resources posting, so you can go read it for yourself on Wikipedia, under the title Internet Radio. Anyway, continuing on, and Internet Radio, per se, has become a legitimized medium for conveying music, ideas, and information that the general public has readily accepted and positively responded to. We never intended to mislead anyone by calling ourselves Radio Free Redoubt, and with only a handful of exceptions, the overwhelming majority of our listening audience understands and enthusiastically accepts the broadcasts for what they are. We are, however, working on plans to go to the airwaves in a Teotihuacan event, such as a 1 second after or Patriots surviving the coming collapse type of scenario, or something similar, when FCC rules won't apply, and when the American Redoubt needs to remain connected and informed as a matter of survival. And in such a scenario, when the internet will most likely be ineffective or completely non-existent, the citizens of the American Redoubt will be listening on their various radios for the voice of the American Redoubt to come crackling across the airwaves. We believe that then they will expect to hear the familiar Radio Free Redoubt voices and personalities on their radios. And our goal is to not disappoint them. Any further assistance or advice will be greatly appreciated and taken to heart. God bless. John Jacob Schmidt. Okay, so just to be clear, we will not be changing our name to anything other than Radio Free Redoubt. We're an internet-based radio station broadcast that is aligned with current internet industry and technology standards for terminology. I don't have an issue with the term internet TV. Everyone knows you're not actually watching a television set. It's a computer. Furthermore, YouTube has nothing to do with a tube as used in early model television sets. We all know that our computers are electronic and digital and do not use tubes. But we all readily accept the use of the term YouTube. Much like 99% of your so-called friends on Facebook or MyFace aren't actually your friends at all. But in the internet age, words and their meanings have shifted. Some for the good, some for the bad, and some are neither. It just is what it is, like internet radio. I'll be right back. We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
The lifeblood of a community, a state, and a nation is its economy. All across America, the effects of a crippled global economy are being felt. But in any economic downturn, there are always isolated pockets where communities and regions thrive or fare better than others. Take that into consideration when you make financial choices, both big and small. Support locally owned businesses and industries whenever you can, especially those which are patriot or Christian owned. A stronger local economy means a stronger American redoubt.
How rare is it for a government to let expire a temporary tax? And how many times have you known government to repeal any measure which grants power to itself or removes liberty from the citizens? I can count the number of times on one finger and a thumb, with their tips touching one another, of course. John Adams said, "A constitution of government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty, once lost, is lost forever." There is an exception, however, and that is when things begin anew. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
This is John Jacob Schmidt, and you're listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. Thanks for being with us tonight as we share a few letters from some of the listeners who wrote in this week. Here's one that's like so many others we often get, which is probably why it might sound very familiar to you as you listen.
Hi, my husband and I were up in the middle of the night listening to your weekly podcast, Radio Free Readout. We concur with the American Readout. We've been praying about what to do for our family during this whole government mess. The mortgage meltdown has hit both of us tremendously. My husband was a residential builder, and I was a licensed real estate appraiser in northern Michigan when this all hit. We were 3 years into building a small subdivision. Needless to say, it all came to a halt. My husband has been telling me for some time that we don't have much time left until things get even worse. I didn't want to believe it and kept telling him not to have a doom and gloom attitude and the Lord will take care of us. He kept telling me to start preparing and we need to move toward being self-sufficient. We already garden, put up our own food, raise a few animals, milked a cow for a while, but are not set up for off-grid living yet. While searching for self-sufficient preparedness articles, I ran across the article about Chuck Baldwin moving to the Readout area in Montana, which led me to the Survival Blog, which led me to the Radio Free Readout site, where I listen to your weekly podcast. This gives us hope and light to our doom and gloom future with our current government. It will be nice to band up with like-minded people. We feel like we are a lone ranger sometimes. We are very seriously considering selling our house and relocating to the Readout region. The quest is where? My husband is a building contractor, so we still need to be somewhat close to a city for work. Do you have any suggestions where to live for his line of work? Approximately, what area of the region did you settle, and how do you like it? We love small little villages, but within driving distance to a large city for work. Sincerely, Anya.
Hey. It doesn't say Anya.
I know, but OPSEC, PERSEC.
You're always thinking. Okay, great letter, and here's my lengthy response. Thanks for listening. Great to have you with us. The single most important thing you can do is what you mentioned in your first paragraph, and that is to pray. All of us, whether in or outside of the American Redoubt, are living in a nation that's crumbling around us. Clinging to God and staying in His Word is critical, and I'm preaching to myself here because I always feel the urge to, quote, fix my own problems and come up with all kinds of solutions on my own. Your personal story of financial distress is one shared by so many people that we hear from and who we know personally. I concur with your husband's assessment that we don't have much time left until things get even worse. How much worse? No one knows. So we believe in the prepare for worst case scenario and pray for the best philosophy, especially with all the telltale signs that things seem to be tilting toward the worst case side of things. Many people are waking up to what's going on in our country, and it's encouraging to hear that you're getting on board with your husband. Bless you for that. It's sad to hear when one person is trying to take action and prepare for what they feel is a threat to their family, and the spouse believes it is all utter nonsense, and they thwart every effort of the other to protect the family. A husband and wife working toward the same goal is such a powerful force. He's doing what he's wired to do, to protect and provide. A woman wants security, financial and otherwise. And any talk of a looming threat upsets her sense of security. She naturally wants to suppress any talk of a perceived threat. But that's what he's doing. By dealing with what he perceives as a threat, he's working toward maintaining your security. But you probably already know all that. Sometimes this all seems like a bunch of doom and gloom, and sometimes I get tired of talking about it. Because sometimes I'd rather just forget about all this and just go live my life. Because it can get depressing when you think about it. But as you pointed out, the whole idea of the American Redoubt concept is to offer hope and light to our doom and gloom future with our current government. But not just with our government. It's a gloomy scenario with our culture, our economy, with the stealing of the minds and souls of our children, the theft of our American heritage, and with the plans being carried out by incompetent and or evil people whose actions are leading to the destruction of our country. The American Redoubt movement offers hope to those of us who dream of preserving our heritage and our values despite the fate of the rest of the country. You will certainly be around like-minded people here, but there are plenty of liberals and God-haters here as well. It's anything but utopia, but at least, unlike many other parts of the country, they're outnumbered and you're in the majority. A long cultural fight is still in ahead of us, even here in the American Redoubt. Because as long as people who hold our values exist, liberals, socialists, and globalists will wage war against us on all levels. They're violently hostile and intolerant of anyone who doesn't tolerate their left-wing anti-American agenda. And they'll attempt to force it upon us in the name of tolerance, using every means available. Whenever another family such as yours moves to the American Redoubt, we all become that much stronger. And that's important. Because when the time comes to unify and stand together, there will be more of us than them. And that's what will be required with God's help to succeed. It's really difficult to deal with your final question, where in the American Redoubt to relocate. There are certainly larger towns, small cities, that could support the construction trade and have for many years. But much of that has changed in recent years. The building industry has been severely hit all across America, with some exceptions, such as in the Dakotas with the recently developed shale oil industry, as well as a few other rare exceptions around the nation. I digress. The larger towns, population, say 60,000 plus, are spread out across the American Redoubt, and an internet search would help narrow those down. But some of the most vigorous construction growth has been in smaller communities with populations between 25,000 to 60,000 people, at least historically. Recently, it is large ticket items such as highway and bridge construction that's been bringing the highest paying and most robust construction job growth. But that's tied largely into the so-called stimulus spending. So benefits that, as short-lived as they will be, are keeping some communities afloat a little better than others right now. It's not well-received advice to suggest pursuing a different career field, especially to a man who has been a mover and a shaker as a residential development building contractor. But is there anything else, at least for a season, that could be a viable alternative for your husband? This is one of the very reasons that James Rawls, in his Precepts and Advice for Living in the American Redoubt, included seeking an alternative income method, such as a home-based business. Of course, what's more of a home-based business than what he's been doing? Except that right now, that isn't working out. As much as it hurts them, there are former Wall Street and corporate execs who are stocking shelves at Costco and doing other similar stature jobs to make a living. They have knowledge and skills, though, that will help them when the opportunity arises again. But for now, they're willing to do whatever it takes to survive. I'm not saying he won't be able to survive in the construction industry here, but as you know, it's very difficult and isn't likely going to get better anytime soon. In fact, as you mentioned, it's going to get worse and quite possibly much, much worse. Many analysts are predicting that what's coming will make the Great Depression seem like a walk in the park. And compound that with the state of our culture in America, where the entitlement mentality that's permeated our culture, where people feel obliged to take what they can get because they deserve it, even if by coercion, deception, fraud, theft, or force. Not to be deceiving about the American Redoubt, even here, it's not the land of milk and honey and abundant jobs and financial prosperity. We're feeling the same effects as the rest of the country. But what the American Redoubt is a refuge and safe haven and a place that offers hope and light for people like you and me when it does all come crashing down. So that through it, we can know we're surrounded by like-minded, God-fearing patriots, so that when the time comes to rise from the ashes, we can emerge with our values, with the memory of our heritage, and common interests intact. Just carefully consider this. If what appears to be coming actually is coming to America, are you safer there where you're living now? Or would you be safer here? When you consider that, the construction work opportunities almost become a side issue. Of course, I know you need to make a living, and that's something that has to be factored in and can't be completely disregarded. But a time may be coming when it won't really matter what someone did for a living. Again, pray together about this and seek his counsel and know that he is faithful and will guide your decisions and give you wisdom if you truly seek him in this. Wherever you are, I assure you, you're not alone. We hear from folks just like you from all over the country all the time, but I know you feel alone sometimes. By the way, without being too specific, we settled in, and then I explained to her the general area of where we are living in the Redoubt, and we absolutely love it. And it's a beautiful country with lakes and mountains and forests. And my favorite part, elk hunting. Lots of subdivisions, if you like that. Might really appeal to someone who builds subdivisions. But there's also a lot of private property, private land, private parcels, and public land. Check it out by doing an internet search. Very nice. And a similar area would be the Missoula and Kalispell areas of Montana. If you like the rolling hills, such as the Palouse in Washington and Idaho, was mentioned in James Rawls' book, Patriots, that's some gorgeous country as well, with favorable growing climates for gardening and self-sufficient living. Lewiston and Moscow would be the larger towns in those areas that might be promising for work and have many smaller towns in the outlying hills. Spokane, Coeur d'Alene might be another area. Check out Bozeman, Montana as well. Very nice area. So it's going to take some research on your part because you're so unique and specific in what you and your husband are looking for. I know this letter got longer than probably you were expecting and more than I was planning, but I wanted to mention your letter on the air since your story is so similar to many of our listeners out there, to let them know that they are not alone either. And more importantly, to encourage you and the others that you're all part of a larger movement of patriotic Americans considering or actually making a move to the mountain states. May the Lord bless you in your efforts. And please keep us posted as to your plans so we can pass it along as an encouragement to others. God bless. John Jacob Schmidt. And here's another one. Hello, Radio Free Redoubt. Just recently stumbled across your site. I love it. I have been listening to the archives. I am on week 9, Police State, A Nation of Informants. Could you send me the document that was produced by our government that John references throughout the talk? The document details what kinds of people are threats. Thanks, new listener. Okay, great letter. New listener. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Redoubt and welcome aboard. This is my response back to him. It's great to have you with us. When we broadcast a new show every week, we post what we call a highlights and resources posting, which corresponds with that show, including references to almost everything we mention on the air. The documents you're asking about are listed in the week 10 highlights and resources posting, but the specific document I believe you're asking about is referred to as the MIAC, Missouri Information Analysis Center report. And that can be found in PDF form by clicking here, and then I included the link. Another great investigative piece is found at The New American. I also included a link for that, and that's in today's, all this is listed, relisted in today's highlights and resources posting. And another one done by InfoWars and Prison Planet describe supporters, supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and other libertarians as potential domestic terror threats. That can be found by clicking on the link that I included. And another letter sent to James Rawls on survival blog from a police officer who's been involved in several DHS-sponsored and SPLC-sponsored so-called counterterrorism training courses warns of this trend in law enforcement training. And you can read that article by clicking on the link that I provided in this letter back to him, as well as on today's highlights and resources posting. And then I went on, I hope this helps. Let us know if you have any other questions. God bless. Okay, for the rest of you, all the links I included in the letter to this listener, I also posted in today's highlights and resources posting for week 15, so you can check those out. As usual, time's flying. So we're going to take a quick break for some messages from the staff here at Radio Free Redoubt. Then I want to take a couple minutes to talk about the American Redoubt Network. So stick around.
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the videos so they can continue keeping us informed.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Redoubt blog to learn more.
Radio Free Redoubt is a strong proponent of disaster preparedness and self-sufficient living. Although we touch on the topic from time to time, we're not a resource which specializes in those areas. However, among the hundreds of resources that are out there, we've come across some that we found to be particularly useful. You'll find some of those in a list of links about halfway down the page on the right at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com. In fact, they are the resources that we use. If you know of a resource that has been exceptionally useful to you and would like to see it added to our list of links, email the links to us at radiofreeredoubt@gmail.com.
All right, like I said, I lost some of you last week mixing up the whole American Redoubt Network with the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. So let me get that cleared up before we wrap things up. First, they are two different things, but both work together. The American Redoubt Network is you, all of you. That means God-fearing patriots who believe in the American Redoubt movement. I've posted an update to that on the AMRON/American Redoubt Network page. I feel that time's getting short, as do many of you. And now is the time to begin building the network, at least getting the groundwork laid. The American Redoubt Network are like-minded redoubters who want to let other redoubters living in their areas and communities know that there are others like them in the area without giving up specific information about yourself. No personal information is necessary. If your name is Fred, then your call sign or pseudonym is simply Foxtrot, F, Foxtrot. If your name's Susan, then your call sign or pseudonym is Sierra, unless you come up with a pseudonym on your own that you'd like to go by. But when the time comes, the chances of surviving a collapse is greatly increased if you have a network of like-minded people around you that you're already aware of ahead of time. But surviving a collapse is just the first part. rebuilding afterward, that's the real task. And that's the window of opportunity to rebuild something that we can have a hand in, a say in, if we're already networked. Otherwise, we're going to end up with whatever someone else comes up with. And the group that will prevail will be the one with the most numbers and the best organizational capabilities. And of course, the most conviction of purpose. Where are our assets? Where are the assets in your community? Would you know how to get a hold of them? I'm talking a doctor, lawyer, financial planner, other things that I've listed. People that can help rebuild, community leaders. Wouldn't you want certain people already in the network ahead of time? The American Redoubt is the framework around which the future will be built on and around. Like I've said before, I'm not the American Redoubt, and neither is Chuck Baldwin or James Rawls. You are. You, the citizen who loves your God and His Word, who loves your children, your spouse, you who love the principles this country was founded on. The spirit of America isn't dead. It's very much alive inside of every one of you. But it's endangered unless you're ready to position yourself to take action to preserve it within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, wherever those boundaries may end up etching themselves onto a map. You are John Jacob Schmidt. Read that posting and start getting involved in the network. And that's the American Network, the American Redoubt Network, and AMRON page. I'm obviously not talking to you who've already stepped up, and we'll be talking about this more, and I'll be posting more about it on the blog. But you talk about it amongst yourselves around the dinner table and with your friends. Our country and our nation is changing fast. Things are about to change before our eyes, and we may not have any control over the causes, but we can certainly control our actions and our responses with the help of God in how we react to events that will be happening in the coming months and years. When the world is going to hell in a handbasket, could there be an opportunity to preserve our heritage? Could all that chaos provide a hidden opportunity to restore a portion of our country to the way it was intended to be envisioned by our founding fathers? It's my dream and yours, and it's the hope of future generations, unborn millions perhaps, if the Lord tarries and it's His will. The American Redoubt is intended to be the seed that all that will grow from if it's cultivated and nurtured right. Now, the American Redoubt Operators Network, also known as AMRON, is the communication network that's slowly building in order to keep the American Redoubt connected, to keep the American Redoubt Network connected. And that consists of ham operators as well as ordinary citizens willing to volunteer to monitor ham and other traffic, to relay that information across the CH3 network to other redoubters. So it complements and supports the American Redoubt Network by keeping them informed and connected to other communities across the American Redoubt. Joe Citizen joins the American Redoubt Network, and when he does, he might say, "I'm willing to act as a relay. I have a ham radio or a scanner that I can monitor radio traffic on, and when I hear news and information from a redoubter on the ham radio, I'll pass it along using the CH3 program to others because I have a CB and an FRS radio. So I'll pass the information along in my community using those radios." There, you have a relay. You don't have to be part of AMRON to be in the American Redoubt Network. You just have to be a redoubter that says, "Count me in. I'm over here. I'm over here. Don't forget about me." That's it. But be thinking about how you can contribute. And speaking of non-ham operators monitoring ham traffic, a listener sent a link to a little handheld dual band ham radio that's super inexpensive and has gotten super high ratings from its users. What a great little radio. It's the Baofeng UV3R micro miniature dual band handheld radio. It's only about $60 and it broadcasts and receives in both the 136 to 174 megahertz and the 400 to 470 megahertz ranges, which are in the, I think, the 2 meter and 70 centimeter bands respectively. I'm going to pick one up just to add to my communication equipment inventory. Handy little thing just to keep in a bug out bag. Anyway, check that out. It's posted on our highlights and resources posting. It'd also be a great little radio for non-ham operators monitoring radio traffic. Might be a great little radio for ham operators, especially for our relay volunteers that are non-ham operators. Check it out and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear some reviews from any of you familiar with this radio. And thanks to the listener who sent that in. That was a really good resource. All right, we're going to be covering that stuff a lot more. And I'm working with some ham operators that are giving me some feedback and advice. And you know, I always love hearing from you, so keep the letters coming in. I hate to, but I have to wind things down tonight. There's just so much I want to talk about. I could keep going on and on. But torture is still illegal, so I'll stop. Thanks for listening, and be encouraged. There's hope. I just feel for those out there seeing what's going on in the world, and they don't have hope. Pray for them. The times that are coming will bring many opportunities to minister to others, so don't squander the chance to spread the gospel, because as I was reminded by my wife tonight, this world isn't ours, and this, the life we have here, isn't the end goal. She's right, of course. It reminded me of John 15:19. It says, "If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." We're not of this world, so remember that. But while we are here, we're to be good stewards with our actions, time, and resources. For everything, there is a season, and a season to rebuild after a season of destruction just might be what we're all here for. Whatever it is, you and I were made for the day and age and place where we are. So make it count. Tonight, right after the live broadcast, we'll be airing the nostalgic old-time radio show, I Was a Communist for the FBI. Today's show titled Jump to the Whip. Good stuff. It's fun to listen to. Then right after that, in about 28 minutes from now, we'll be re-airing the show you just heard, in case you missed any of it. And remember to download it from our Podbean podcast site so you can listen to it on the go and share it with your like-minded friends. Have a blessed week, and may the Lord bless you in all that you set your hand to, and may all of it be for His glory. Join us next week when we talk about obstacles to the American Redoubt movement and overcoming them. You've been listening to Radio Free Redoubt Live. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Good night.